We're back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. It's Mike Bluda and George Kurtz. Hit us up on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. I'm going to bring in Ryan Talbot in just a moment. But I would tell everybody, go to rotoexperts.com and take a look at the exclusive Edge Draft Package. Purchase that and be ready for all of your fantasy football drafts upcoming. We have great information, rankings, projections, lots of different articles, including some related to the Buffalo Bills, as we bring Ryan Talbot in. And Ryan, I was saying to George just a couple of minutes ago, it's been quite an interesting offseason, hasn't it?
It really has, especially as of last week with those two blockbuster trades.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, there's the coaching change happens, and then the front office regime change happens. And now we have ourselves in a situation where I think is pretty curious. The Bills played a couple of nights ago, and then Sean McDermott is almost, he feels obligated to come out and talk about how he's completely confident in Tyrod Taylor when he jettisoned the top two receivers from last year, including one right in the middle of camp. So, first of all, give me your thoughts on Tyrod Taylor for this season. Do you think he feels comfortable with the situation he's in now with obviously three new wide receivers?
You know, I don't know if he feels comfortable, but I think he will adapt to the situation. He is one of those team guys. He's coming off of an ugly game, though, against the Eagles. There's no other way to say it. His performance was brutal, but you can't place all the blame on Taylor. If you watch that first team offense, Cordy Glenn was out, so they had Central Henderson in at left tackle, who's struggled all of camp. They've been kind of rotating John Miller and Vlad Dacos at right guard, and Dacos was thrown into Tyrod Taylor on one of the plays. So not trying to make excuses for Taylor's performance in that game, but I think that was kind of an anomaly. He doesn't throw that many interceptions. I think he just needs that adjustment period. Very unfortunate that Jordan Matthews hasn't been able to get on the field other than that one practice where he suffered a sternum injury. But I think if you give Taylor some time, he's going to be okay this year.
Ryan, you mentioned the big trades from last Friday. Jordan Matthews is one of those trades and suffers the chipped sternum, I believe it is. When do you think we'll see him back, and how effective do you think he'll be if he has to miss another 7-10 days? Will he have much chemistry there with Tyrod Taylor?
You know, that's a great question, and that's what it comes down to, is they need to have some time to work on their chemistry on the field. He can learn the entire playbook, but it's one thing to know all the plays, and it's another thing to actually have some chemistry throwing with Tyrod Taylor. The one thing working in his favor is a few years ago, they actually spent some time together during the summer where Tyrod was throwing to him. He met with McCoy, things like that, when he was still with the Eagles. So he has some experience with Tyrod Taylor, not much, but he does need to get on that field. It would be nice to see if he could play in the next preseason game. Might be a little bit of a long shot, but he should be good to go by week one. But like you said, it all comes down to chemistry.
And we're joined by Ryan Talbot. You can follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Talbot Bills. It's RYANTALBOT Bills. He's Bills writer for New York Upstate and Bills Update. So he's a great guy, great follow on Twitter. And you get a lot of Bills news that way, whether or not you're a fan of the Bills or an owner of some of their players on your fantasy team. So look, the one rock of this offense, Ryan, is LeSean McCoy. The guy touched the ball nearly 300 times last year, and that's after missing time. Do we think that this is going to be the LeSean McCoy show again? Do they look to, as he is aging a little bit, do they look to take some of that workload off and hand it over to Jonathan Williams or anybody else?
You know, I still think it'll be the LeSean McCoy show. He was great in training camp. I mean, again, you just watch him and you're in awe of some of the plays that he makes, whether you see the video clips online or whether you're there in person. He still has, regardless of that, his age, being 29 years old. So I think he's still the workhorse for the team this year. I think 300 carries is a possibility. But I also think he gets more involved in the passing game. I know he had 50 receptions last year, but I could actually see that total increasing. Rick Dennison likes to get the ball out to his backs. And if you get the ball to LeSean McCoy out in space, he can be very dangerous. As for the second running back that you mentioned, Jonathan Williams, he's another guy that's having a great camp. So he's kind of helped the Bills in terms of their decision to let Mike Gillisley leave as a restricted free agent. He's looked the part. He's shown good burst, good explosiveness. Isn't dealing with a foot injury like he was last year as a rookie. So he looks like he will definitely be the number two back, though, behind McCoy.
You know, Ryan, I'm going to stick with the wide receivers. Talk about Zay Jones, the rookie wide receiver. I know Dynasty Leagues, he was heavily sought after. How has he looked in camp? Can he be a legitimate threat on the outside?
Yeah, Zay Jones has looked very good at camp. Maybe the most consistent wide receiver that they've had throughout training camp in terms of his performance. As for playing on the outside, it's going to be interesting. He's done it, but most of his production came from the slot, and that's where a lot of people thought that he would play with the Bills. But after adding Anquan Boldin and even Jordan Matthews, all three guys were kind of known as slot guys. I think you're going to see Zay Jones and Matthews on the outside, and you're going to see Boldin on the inside. But I think Zay Jones can do it. Like I said, he's having a great training camp. Had a nice game against the Eagles, especially there right before halftime, where he and Nathan Peterman had a few connections, especially one along the sidelines. That was a great play on. Great throw and great catch.
Again, you can find Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Talbot Bills, and you find some of his content on nyup.com. So to stick with the, I'm going to stick with the wide receivers as well, because you mentioned Rick Dennison earlier. And one thing that I've been curious about is when he was in Denver a couple of years back, he ran a lot of three wide sets. So as you set it up with those two guys being on the outside and Boldin in the middle, which I like for him to rack up a ton of catches, do you think they are going to go three wide a lot? Because it's curious, when you have LeSean McCoy there, you want to go a little bit more of a heavier set to provide some blocking. How do you see that playing out? I know it might be difficult to predict. I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
Yeah, very difficult to predict, but I think you're going to see less three wide receiver sets than you've seen in the past with Rick Dennison. And the main reason for that is they signed Patrick DeMarco in the offseason. Mm-hmm. And you don't add the best, or arguably the best, fullback in the league if you're not going to utilize him in this offense. So I think you're going to see those numbers of the three wide receiver sets go down a little bit this year. Obviously, if you're in more obvious passing downs, you'll run those. But I think it's going to be more of a mix. I think it's going to be more of a balanced offense, because, again, DeMarco was such a big signing for the Bills in free agency that I can't see them just sitting him on the bench while they run three wide receiver sets.
You know, Ryan, at the end of last season, Charles Clay seemed to be catching a touchdown every other game. I know he's a little banged up now. How is he looking? Or is maybe the signing of Anquan Boldin give Tyrod Taylor another big presence in the red zone to look at?
You know, Boldin is going to be a big red zone presence. I think he was second in the league last year in terms of red zone touchdowns. So he's going to be a big asset there. But I think Clay is going to be a big part of this offense, too. Tight ends seem to be a big part, again, of the Rick Dennison offense. Clay, like you said, towards the end of the year, he was actually building some chemistry with Tyrod Taylor. I want to say that in weeks 15 and 16, he had something like 15 receptions and three touchdowns. So they were building up something there towards the end of the year. He's been involved in camp. You saw Taylor try to throw a little bit more over the middle in the preseason so far. And there were, between Clay, Nick O'Leary, and Logan Thomas, Bills tight ends were targeted, I think, 14 times against the Eagles. So getting those tight ends, their targets across the middle, seems to be a big part of this offense as well. So I think Clay, being the number one tight end, could see his best season with the Bills as long as he can stay healthy.
Okay, so that gives us a good base of what these guys can do this season from a fantasy perspective. And I'm going to ask you the difficult stuff, Ryan, because there's been so much going on here. They jettisoned Sammy Watkins, which appears to be perhaps a decision that was made a while back by not picking up his fifth-year option. The problem is that decision was made by people that aren't in the building anymore, whether it was Rex or Doug Whaley or whomever. So you got Brandon Bean now at GM and Sean McDermott as head coach. They get rid of their biggest playmaker, and there's some confidence issues, it seems, in the quarterback. So are they punting in an effort to stack all these draft picks and draft a quarterback next year?
You know, I don't think they're punting away the season. And one thing that Bean said recently is, why would I go out and pursue Anquan Boldin if we're going to punt away the season? Which is a valid point. Yeah. It's not that Bolden's in his prime anymore or anything like that. But you don't go out and pursue a guy that you think can upgrade your team if you're going to throw away the year. I don't think anyone will argue that the Bills downgraded in these two trades. I think that obviously E.J. Gaines, at the cornerback that they acquired, is coming off of a very poor season with the Rams, but he also, that was his first year back after suffering a foot injury. And Jordan Matthews is a different type of wide receiver than Sammy Watkins. He's actually been a little more productive because he's been on the field, but he's not that explosive playmaker like you mentioned. So I don't think they're punting the season away, so to speak. I think that they can actually compete a little bit in the AFC. Obviously, the Patriots and the Raiders seem like the top dogs, but there's also a lot of teams in the middle of the pack that who knows who's really going to step up there in terms of the wild card race. They may be able to make some noise in the AFC East just because of the injuries we've seen happen to the Dolphins and the fact that the Jets are punting away the 2017 season. But long-term, yeah, those trades were in mind for the 2018 draft. Even if the Bills find themselves in the middle of the pack or if they are a surprise team, they still have six picks in the first three rounds, two in each of the first three rounds. So that's very valuable ammunition to move up and get your quarterback if you're saying, okay, Tyrod Taylor's gone and Nathan Peterman's not our guy. Or it's just a great way for Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to build the team as they see fit. I could see almost a brand new linebacker core coming in next year. You have Lorenzo Alexander, who's getting up there in age, Preston Brown, who's in the final year of his deal, and Ramon Humber getting his first, you know, real true opportunity to start in this in a defense. So that's a whole thing that they could revamp. So those picks are really to help the Bills going forward.
That's good stuff. Thanks. Thank you to Ryan Talbot. Follow him at Ryan Talbot Bills. Good stuff there on the Bills. He gave you the outlook. So maybe they're not punting. Thank you, Ryan. We'll have you back again soon. Enjoy the 2017 season. It's Mike and George. We'll be back on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.